Hey, 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 everybody, welcome back. It's your host, Neogentrix, and we're back here on Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, Season 2. It's been a little bit. It is about, 5 o'clock in the morning at the time of this recording. So it's a great Wednesday morning, and I'm happy to see everybody is doing well. Continuing in the same format as we were before, we're going to look at something else towards personal development. I guess you can say this is part 3 of what I've been covering. We're going to talk about your personal development top tips. Things that you should probably keep in mind so that you can move forward. This will be a short one, so look forward to another episode coming out a little bit later today on a different topic, okay? As we go through what we have to discuss today, it might become clearer what I'm going to cover later. But let's get started with personal development top tips. And, you know, when that topic comes to rise, I want you to understand that, you know, sometimes it can be hard to know where to start when it comes to personal development, as is evident from all the other things that I've covered up to this point. So one of the questions that I've received is, should I try to eliminate my weakness? Should I focus on my strengths and build them up even further? Or should I just do something completely new? Well, you may by now be in a state of, like, analysis paralysis, if you will. And you may not be sure as to what you want to do. Okay? But I'm here to help you get started and, you know, keep you focused on what really matters in moving forward in your development. Let's get started. All right, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to cover the tips, top tips that we need, that you can use for your personal development. There are 7 in total. I'm not going to go too in-depth into each one, as you know, each one of these topics could be their own individual podcast. But I'm going to cover as much information as I can, as always, in this short amount of time. Moving forward, starting with this first one. Why are you trying to develop? This is a question that everyone has asked, very few people give an answer to. And two ways I could think of doing it before I go any further would be to develop your personal vision and then refine and narrow that vision. These two things in particular on their own are not something simple that anybody can do, but it is achievable, it just takes a little practice. Something I'll definitely dive more into on a later date. But the answer to all the questions about what and where, you know, what should I do, should I address my weakness or build my strengths, where should I begin, all become clearer once you actually identify the fact as to why you want to change. Learning in that of itself can be interesting, it can be fun, it can be a way to develop and improve specific different purposes in your life. You know, and it's important to be clear about this purpose so you can, you know, assess whether or not your learning and development activities are moving you closer to your goals or further away, or taking you to something that you never would have considered to be a goal in the first place. It's also easier to get motivated when you have a clear picture of where you want to be in the end of the process as you're moving forward, but this depends on the person. The second thing I want you to make note of is the planning of your development. Planning your personal development and documenting your plan will help you make it more, as they say, realistic, or in some people's cases, more materialistic, something that's easy to see. And essentially, just make it physical. There is something about writing things down that makes the exaggeration of it look ridiculous. And unrealistic stands out like a sore thumb. Anything unrealistic stands out like a sore thumb at this point, once it's been written down. Because once you look at it on paper, it doesn't seem nearly as crazy as it does when you just sit there and think about it. Make a plan for your personal development, which includes time limits and stages of development. And this will force you to be as realistic as you can about what you can achieve and by when. Of course, writing it down does not bind you irrevocably to that paper in that list at that time. Everyone's lives changes. Your priorities may as well alter after you've planned your big development cycle. Who knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow? A bus could come out and slam into your job and the whole place gets shut down for 2-3 days while they rebuild. Or a random storm comes through and you're stuck at home because the roads are flooded. You never know. But a written plan, however, gives you something to look back on and a way of keeping tabs on the goals that you're focused on doing, even formally altering them if necessary as you go. Douglas Adams said, "I may not have gone where I intended to go, but I think I have ended up where I needed to be," stating that even though you plan to be at a certain place at a certain time doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be specifically at that point at that time. You just may need to be nearby or heading to that point to get to the destination you need to be, and this also applies to a lot of other things in your life as well. Okay, so we understand that why you're trying to develop, and we understand the whole planning your development and why those are important. But let's look at number 3, shall we? Documenting your plans. This may seem trivial considering what we just talked about 15, 20 seconds ago, but I want you to know that writing down your plans and activities enables you to review your progress as you progress moving forward. And, you know, keeping detailed records may sound like something that you would prefer to avoid, especially since a lot of people don't want to put in all that extra effort and don't want to try, you know, so on and so forth. But your personal development activities, if documented carefully, not only enable you to review your progress, but also provide a record of your thinking over time. It's incredibly easy to forget how you felt about things at different stages. This is why keeping a diary of everything that you do is important. Even why you thought a particular goal was important is noteworthy. Okay? Carefully documenting your thoughts will help show you what works best, what doesn't work, what you can do, what you can't do, what you've enjoyed, what you've disliked. Quite possibly point to you more suitable activities and areas for development. For example, for me, trying to write a book. I've never done this before. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to use. I didn't know what programs were allowed, what fonts, what systems, what things. And then I found out that by a little bit of trial and error and doing a lot of research and writing down everything that I tried, things that I knew worked, things I knew it didn't work, I found ways to around most of everything, and I self-published my books. Mind you, in the process of doing this, I didn't expect anyone to read it. I didn't expect anyone to see it. Okay? But I did it because I enjoyed it and I wanted to move forward and I wanted to become an author. I am one now. I may not be popular, but I'm doing it. But the thing is, I kept documenting everything I did. I documented what worked. I documented what didn't work. And I'm still making progress, even if it's not a lot at the moment. Which brings me to the fourth point. You need to make sure you know what works for you. Okay? It's important to find out what personal development works best in your field or area that you're aiming for, or whatever type of personal improvement goal you have that you're aiming towards. There's an enormous range of development activities available to everybody, from formal training sessions through online training to experimental learning, reading, discussing other ideas and topics with other people. And as with anything, it's important to find out what works best for you, as in, what do you enjoy the most? Also, what helps you learn and develop quickly and effectively? What keeps your mind motivated, stimulated, and focused on the set topic? One of the things I've covered in the past is your personal SWOT analysis, and this helps you decide on what you need to do and what works for you as in a productive sense, okay? You can also find out more of these techniques by checking out some of my other videos and podcast episodes that I've made before on that specific topic on recording stuff, okay? But My point is, by documenting your experiences and including feedback from other people about your progress, you can also assess the relative effectiveness of different learning techniques that you need. Which brings me to number 5. Focus. Focus, 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 focus. I don't think I can say that enough. What is really important in your personal development is the question at this point that should be asked. And I want you to understand that personal development is a lifelong process. It's not something that can be done in 3 to 8 weeks. Now, skill learning can be, but personal development is an ongoing thing, which is why it's sometimes described as lifelong learning. Okay? And in practice, although it can be hard to remember this, this means you do not have to do everything all at once. I don't know why everyone tries, but you can take your time. Unless you're in a hurry for specific things, but I digress. Taking your time is the best option that you can do. Okay? Now, with that being said, if I can get this working, your personal vision to identify what really matters now is what you have to do first to achieve your vision. And you need to concentrate on that. Only once you've achieved that, or at least made reasonable progress, should you move on. Butterfly style, if you know what I mean. Personal development fitting from subject to subject, and that may keep you interested, but will probably be less satisfying and or effective in the long term. Okay? Okay, everybody. It's about time we wrap this up with the top tips. So we've covered the next three, which is documenting your plan, finding out what works for you, and focusing. So what else could there possibly be? The sixth thing is to grasp any new opportunities. Don't be afraid to take an opportunity that you had not considered before. Just because it's not something that you thought of or would have considered working before doesn't mean that it's not a possible solution or may help you get closer to your desired goal. Okay? Not everything in life or personal development is predictable. This is the first thing you have to keep in mind. Sometimes you may be offered an amazing opportunity to do something that doesn't fit your immediate priorities, but which sounds too good to miss. It is worth considering. I mean, whether taking this opportunity will slow down your progress towards your ultimate goal, and if so, whether that even matters or not in the long run. In some cases, if it does slow you down, is the skill at least worth having? You know, it's not worth turning down something simply because you've never thought of doing it, or therefore it doesn't feature in your life plans. Sometimes taking a little short, step to the side to take a break from your life development plans and whatnot might be the kind of break you need to help you move forward faster. Ultimately, being offered this kind of opportunity probably helps you define your goals better in some cases. I mean, if it sounds very exciting and you really want to do it, then just do it. You know, if it changes your goal and vision, so be it, as long as it helps you grow and move forward. As Chad Michael Murray once said, our biggest regrets are not for the things we have done, but for the things we haven't done. And he's made a good point of this. I mean, there's a lot of times in life where you're offered an opportunity and you're like, well, it's not in my plan, or it's not necessary, or I don't need that. We all say that. We all consider it. We all think about it. And at the same time, some people are so happy to jump for these opportunities that they run over the people in front of them, not realizing that the very people they're running over and ignoring are probably the ones they're either going to work with or the ones who's supposed to help them progress forward, thus making the opportunity void despite the fact that they just got it. Last but not least is number 7. Let your personal development evolve. Don't let it stay stagnant. Yes, your priorities will change, and that's okay. Few, if any, of us would ever say that we are exactly the same person at 35 that we were at 15 or even 25. I'm 27, about to go 28, and I decided to start writing a book in 2016. I am not the same person. As a matter of fact, I doubt I could think the same way I did then that I do now. However, as you grow and change, taking on new responsibilities at work or at home, you know, so your priorities and goals will change, is normal. The key is to recognize that this is fine. It's okay. What matters is to ensure that your personal development activities continue to take you where you want to go. Regularly review and revise your personal development activities. Then plans and anything you do will ensure from that point forward that they continue to change with your priorities and remain relevant as you grow. Okay? With that being said, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoy doing these podcasts with you guys, and I thank you guys for sticking around with me. If you like what you see here, feel free to check out some of my other podcasts or support me on Patreon or on anchors.fm/neogentrix on the website, or buy one of my books on Amazon. Go ahead and read one of those and see if the same person who you're listening to now could possibly be the same person who wrote those books, and let me know if what I've done then still matches the me now. This has been Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and I'm your host, Neogentrix. Enjoy the rest of your day.